November 23rd. Waiting to change. I'll do it tomorrow. Have you ever muttered these words? I'm sure you have. Whenever we're faced with an unappealing task, we can come up with any and every reason to put it off until tomorrow. And we can carry this same practice into our spiritual lives as well. As believers, we are called to grow in the likeness of Christ. But this is a challenging journey, and we may find ourselves in a holding pattern. Today, we'll meet Jesse Mathis, a man who's all too familiar with spiritual procrastination. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
My mother cast all five of us kids onto the living water at church and in prayer. Dad wouldn't go near a church, so I quit too at 15. I was soon running around with the wrong kind of friends and fighting, the only sport I excelled at. I quit school to work in Illinois, where I continued my wild lifestyle, drinking and getting into trouble. I lost track of the number of times I escaped death, most likely because of my mother's prayers. After I almost killed a man who beat up my sister, I joined the Army to escape prosecution. By the grace of God, I served 2 years and received an honorable discharge. Back home, I married a shy girl who didn't realize what a drunk I was. Even though I drank, gambled, and chased other women, she stayed with me because we had two beautiful daughters. Every year at Christmas, we went to my parents' home. 1973 was no different. And on Christmas Eve, I was sitting in a tavern with my buddy when I heard a voice inside of me say, "It's now or never." I knew it was time to get saved, and as hard as I tried, I couldn't even get drunk that night. The next night, I went to church with my mother and my wife. When the preacher quoted Jesus saying, "Wilt thou be made whole," I knew God was speaking to me. I went forward and gave my life to Christ, and my wife came forward too.
The Apostle Paul urges believers in Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12, "Now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Friend, the truth is, when it comes to following Christ, we can come up with many reasons to stall. Even as Christians, we may be hesitant to begin our journey of transformation. But God has called us to something greater, and we do not know how much time we have. So why wait? There is no time like right now to experience God's hand at work. Will you act on this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are a daily reminder of God's presence in your life. Produced in Chicago by Unshackled of Pacific Garden Mission. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.